Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have each and every one of you on board on a haiku hump day kind of night. We are now officially done with the Commanders talk. We are on, as Bill Belichick would say, back when he was still a good coach, on to Denver. On to Denver and week 8.
I'm excited! This is a good time to be a Cowboys fan right now, man. I was thinking about that on the way in. I was like checking the temperature of the fans, kind of seeing where people are, just vibe and mood.
Yeah.
And
as it pertains to the Mavericks?
The Cowboys.
Oh, the Cowboys. Okay, yeah.
It's up and down. It's up and down after every week because they haven't been able to string two good weeks together. But I would say the vibes are as high as when they tied Green Bay. When you tied Green Bay, the vibes were high. Pickens was doing his thing. People were like, okay, maybe this team isn't as bad as I thought. And I would say right now, you beat the Commanders pretty soundly. The defense looks better.
I think it's a little more, I would argue it's even a little more encouraging and a little more.
And you got the trade talk stuff.
Well, that's just it.
Injury players coming back from injuries. Like, this week has been pretty positive from a Cowboys mood standpoint. Would you agree?
Oh, it's people are cautiously exuberant, would be the way I'd put it. Now, and I want to ask you this, 877-881-1053-8. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Go ahead and let us know how you're feeling about this Dallas Cowboys as we turn the clock off of the Commanders. Now we go and get excited about this Denver Bronco game on Sunday. 3:30 afternoon game on CBS. So I'm guessing you're going to get Romo and Nance.
There you go.
All right.
Have we had them this year? We're obviously at the game, so I don't hear the broadcast.
That's a great question. I don't know. Now, you and I will actually get to watch the game.
Because it's away.
Yeah, I mean, we don't, and what I mean by that is for, what was it? Well, although I guess where did you watch the Panther game at?
Panther game.
The crib?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't know? It was a week ago.
The crib.
Yeah.
The crib.
So yeah. I did as well. Not yours, mine.
I was like, yeah, I didn't see you in the corner. Don't mind me. I made 6 eggs and I watched the game. I remember that.
That's it. No, because the Jets game, we were at
the Star.
At the Star, and then the Bears game, we were over at
Bearded Monkey.
So I will say I do like, because we're doing the Specs tailgate show in the morning.
You like
from
that.
9 to noon. Love it.
You're a fan of that.
Love it. Not that I don't like, not that I have anything against doing the show 6 to 9, because we do get a lot more calls.
Yeah.
Obviously, post-game, pre-game, it's whatever. People are kind of like...
passively.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're doing church.
Picking up kids from soccer games.
Well, not necessarily on a Sunday morning.
You don't think kids have soccer games on Sunday mornings? I don't know. I don't know the youth.
I don't think so. I think that's a Saturday thing. Not to say that there aren't. Now, I know there's baseball tournaments on Sundays during the summer, but I don't know how that works during.
Because all the coaches are want to watch the game.
You know, I mean, that's what I'm saying, right? 877-881-1053. Are there any kids sports going on Sundays? I say no during the school year. Mm-hmm. All right. Especially with football and middle school and everything else going on.
When the vibes were the lowest for the Cowboys season, at what point? You've had three major marks. Trading Micah, losing to Carolina, and losing to the Bears. I think those would be the three possible ones. What would you say was the lowest point for Cowboys fan mood-wise? Where you're like, you don't even want to talk about the Cowboys.
Carolina.
The Carolina game, you think, was the lowest point.
Yeah.
This season.
Carolina, I think, was low because...
almost embarrassed to talk about them.
you just got just beat down. Right?
Well, like, I mean, it was close. The Bears game, you got beat down.
No, but you got beat down in the sense of, well, the Bears just didn't have to. I mean, the Bears just threw all over the yard.
For me, I'm going to go the Bears. That would be my answer. Because that was embarrassing. You never were really in that game in the second half. And the Bears, we were still trying to figure out who they were. And you,
yeah,
and
but the Bears got weapons. And the Bears have got decent. I mean, look, no one's questioning DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, yeah, and Swift, yeah, and Loveland, and everybody else.
You also lost CD game too.
Jacob Ray's probably over there. You know,
Carolina's was the most embarrassing. Yeah. But the Bears, you actually got throttled, and you lost CD Lamb that game. So I would say the vibes were super low that
they
week.
Were. But week three, you can come back from that.
Okay, so you're going Carolina.
Carolina told you what they were going to do.
So that was the lowest, you think?
Okay. Carolina came in and said, we're going to run all over you with your former player.
and the rookie that you wanted to draft.
And the rookie, which that's fine. They took you before. I mean, it's not like McMillan got to them and they passed on him. So I'm not mad at them for that. But your entire defensive, I mean, you had, let's put it this way. The offense still looked okay against the Bears. Well, no, as I was. It looked okay against Carolina, right? Except you just spit the bit in that one series. Mm-hmm. Whereas with Chicago, it was kind of like a collective, like, wow, this is what
the team didn't show
this
up.
Is what the Cowboys, this is what we were afraid of.
Yeah.
Carolina was that chance to say, okay, let's stack another win. All right, you beat a crummy Jets team, you stack this win, and then if you win next week, okay, we're on a three-game heater, mm-hmm, right? And so with the Carolina Panther game, it just felt like this is what y'all just can't get out of your own way.
And the vibes were the highest at what point? We have this week.
Oh, right now.
We had the Jets game, and we had the Packers game being the highest vibes possibility. You're going this week?
Right, look, I'm basing it off of phone calls, and I mean, look, nobody was excited. We had as many... What are you guys excited about after the Jets game?
I would agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
It was the best start to finish because the score was 30-3 at half, yeah, and you looked dominant. But I don't think any Cowboys fan was like, oh, playoffs, here we come. We're
here
back.
Here we go.
It was, I think even most sane Cowboys fans were like, let me see it next week. And then we saw them play Carolina.
Like at one point, CA and I had to, and hell, Jake does the post-game specs tailgate show with us. At one point, we had to tell people, like, look, man, no one's saying this team's Super Bowl bound because of this win. We're, yeah, just saying, like, what do you want us to do? Cry because you beat the miserable, lowly, yeah, Jets? Like, again, it's a win.
Would you say the Packers game was second highest vibes then?
I think the Packers game was just, you didn't know what to, it was like a wet dream. Yeah. Okay, should I be excited? I mean, there were parts that I enjoyed, but then I had to wake up. Nobody knew how to feel,
yeah,
after the Packers game.
But you
game.
Felt better than you thought you were going to at the end of the week. Because we thought we were going to get blown out by the Packers. Myself, you, everybody was like, Packers are going to put BTA to the Cowboys in their place.
I think I had them losing by a score. I don't think I had the Packers beating them as bad as everybody else did, but nobody had them winning. Let's call that what it is, okay? I mean, you felt relieved at the very least, like, huh, well, maybe this team could, maybe there is something to it. Maybe, yeah, we're not going to go 5-12 this year, right? Of course, we didn't know that, you know, we were going to go 5-11-1 with a tie in the mix, but tell you all that to tell you this. Blake Elliott. That's Blake Elliott. I'm Fred. That's new guy Jake, a.k.a. Degenerate Jake.
I got plenty of text to read when you're done as well.
I don't... Let me read you what... you know Taylor Lewan?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, funny guy. Bussing with the boys,
former,
right?
Exactly. Former left tackle.
Tennessee Titans.
He tweeted this out today. And this to me is emblematic and a microcosm of kind of what everybody's thinking about this Dallas Cowboy team right now.
You got your vocab on early today.
Well, I already did the Mythical High School Football Show.
Symbolic.
From Taylor Lewin.
And then you mess up his last name, Lewin.
Well, if you would shut up
you
and let me talk.
You just said it right.
You know, I'm trying to talk and you keep talking. I might be drinking the Kool-Aid right now, but after watching the Cowboys-Commanders game, I'm starting to believe the Cowboys are just one or two key defensive pieces away from being true contenders, and they have, the draft capital to make it happen this year. Just my Wednesday thoughts. I reserve the right to change my mind at any time.
See, that's what we need to start saying. I reserve the right to change my mind. Don't hold what I said against me yesterday.
But look, he's saying what we're thinking.
Yeah. It's like, can I get excited? Is this because no one is questioning that the offense is not playoff caliber? Like, this offense is top one, top two, top three, at worst, the third best offense. And I think a lot of people would say the number one offense.
Yeah.
And remember, we were talking about, I was watching a clip yesterday of,
because you have no weak spot.
Our teammates, nobody believed in Schottenheimer for the most part. Nobody here at this station was like, let's go. You did. But a lot of people, myself included, me and CA were on the radio when it happened. Nobody was like, Schottenheimer, let's go. You're going to the playoffs.
Here's Jerry being cheap.
Yeah.
Jerry don't like paying coaches.
I would say 95% of people listening right now thought the exact same thing of like, why did we hire Schottenheimer? You haven't heard one
except
peep
for a
about
couple
that.
Of us Chiefs fans from back in the day.
Shout out to you. But you haven't heard one peep about that. Clayton Adams. I think a lot of people were like kind of happy about it, but didn't know really
now,
what to think.
Real quick, to your point, though, after the Jets game, he was probably the guy that everybody was loving up after the Jets game.
Shotty or Clayton?
No, Clayton Adams.
Yeah.
Remember, because you were playing you had four guys out.
Yeah, on the offensive line.
All right, and Javonte Williams went off.
Yeah.
Right, and so everybody was, Clayton Adams. And then, of course, he went and
Carolina.
Offensive
maybe Jerry made a call. He said, hey, your price.
Clay, I'm going to have you go ahead and sit out this week. Okay? As a matter of fact, I want you sitting in with Eberflus. see if you can work with our boy. What's the D-line coach's name? White Cotton.
Yeah,
Cottontail. Maybe he sat with him that week.
Okay,
who knows?
You asked if there was sporting events going on Sundays, and we've got plenty of texts. Travel.
Real quick, before you get into that, what were you about to say though? Finish your point. You had a point that you were getting ready to get to about the Cowboys.
Well, that's kind of broad.
Mm.
I have a lot of points.
Mm.
Was I talking about the vibes?
I felt like you were going somewhere with it, though.
Oh, you're talking about how I started the show. Like my original vibe thing?
Literally a minute ago before we started talking about Clayton Adams.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No one is saying that this offense isn't playoff caliber. There's been a lot of good things to come on the offensive side of the ball. And to Taylor's point that they're just one or two pieces away. The way that your offense is playing almost makes it where, maybe you don't need, you really need 6-7 pieces on your defense to make it playoff Super Bowl contender.
See, I disagree with that.
5-6. I'm saying you need more than one or two, but
see, I think two pieces could change this entire dynamic.
You're not hearing me. Let me finish.
What?
You need 5-7 players in a vacuum just when you look at this defense to make it good. But we're in reality where the offense is very good, so you don't maybe need your defense to be perfect. You don't need your defense to be number one in the league.
You just need it to be bend, don't break.
Thank you. So one or two pieces, to Taylor's point, might make it where if all some other guys play to the standard they did last week, and then you add an Overshown. You go and make a trade for a top edge rusher. You get Revel and a Butler and Kalen Carson back. Like, the culmination of it might make it where, this team is a fringe playoff team. So I hear Taylor's point, one or two pieces combined with the offense. Like, the offense can't be average and average defense. If the offense keeps playing at a top five level, then yes, maybe you're only one or two pieces away. But that obviously coincides with your offense playing really well.
And I don't think your Dolphins is going to slow down anytime soon.
You hope not. I'm feeling good. There's no reason to think it wouldn't. I'm just, stranger things have happened. You're going to get the real test this week. Playing a team leading the league in sacks, the best corner in the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's not Nick Benito and those boys and Sertan are not going to make it easy on Dak. I promise you that.
You're going to need, I'm going to tell you right now. Here's one of my bold predictions. I bet you I wouldn't be surprised if Nate Brown outsnaps Terrence Steele on Sunday at right tackle.
Nate Brown?
Nate Thomas. Nate. What did I say? Nate Brown? Nate Thomas.
I would be surprised if Nate Brown outsnapped her because he's not on the team.
Nate Thomas. Nate Thomas. I don't know where I came up with Nate Brown. Nate Thomas.
So you're Terrence Steele propaganda? You're dropping it?
I'm not dropping. I mean, I still think he's a good run blocking right tackle. Okay. Look, I'm not saying...
We're just going to bring him in on run plays.
I'm not saying anything...
Hey, Steele, come here. We're running the ball, Steele.
I don't think I'm saying anything out of character here. He has struggled in the pass game.
Yes.
Okay? And so that's what I'm saying. Nate Thomas, not Nate Brown. I don't know where the fuck...
A Freddie D special. Well, Fred's recalibrating over there. You guys text...
We got a delay now, huh?
We got the delay, yeah?
Specifically not in the first segment, Fred.
Do we have the delay?
We have the delay now,
oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Thank the Lord. Otherwise, that would have been our last show. Okay. I asked if you guys do any weekend activities, any Sunday activities. This is what people texted in. 432, travel soccer. 817, soccer games on Sundays. 682, fall ball, softball. Travel ball is year-round. 315, club soccer on Sundays. So it sounds like soccer happens on Sundays. 817, my daughter's softball tournament started at 10 a.m. this past Sunday.
That's crazy, dude.
All the time for club soccer. High school hockey on Saturdays and Sundays. Flag football goes on Sundays. That is true. I remember that. Select soccer is on Sundays. Just like travel baseball, we have travel soccer on Sunday mornings.
So it sounds like just a bunch of soccer and softball going on Sundays, essentially, is what they're saying.
Fred, these dang millennials ain't got no respect. They have Little League football and soccer on Sundays during church, and they wonder why we don't show up.
There's a great point for that. There's a great reason for that.
Yeah, I'm reading it. Everything is just about soccer.
From the 940, he officiates Pee Wee football.
Who is he?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whoever the 940 is, I don't know. He's just saying that he officiates Pee Wee football.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to put his name on it? Or?
Well, you said he, so you made it sound like he.
Yeah, I said the 940 said he officiated. I mean, I gendered him, okay? Yeah. So maybe it's a female.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can we have female
but
officials?
From the 940, I mean, well, of course we can.
There we go then.
But I'm going to go out on a limb, given the demographics of our program, and say that's probably a dude.
Well, I think it's a girl.
940, let us know. What's your gender?
We've done this before. 817, Fred, did you get your sunglasses back yet? Social media guy, shout out to Josh. Brother here, love you guys.
How do you know that?
Well, social media guy's brother. Josh probably told him. What do you mean? How did he know that?
I didn't know. Hell, by the way, hey, man, Fred left his sunglasses.
That feels pretty hand in hand. How did he figure that out?
I didn't know that would be something. I don't know that I would share that.
You might say why, but you said how. feel like the how is pretty obvious. It's his brother.
I didn't catch the first part. So when you say your glasses, I'm asking, how did he know that?
Okay, I'll read it again. Fred, did you get your sunglasses back yet? Social media guy, a.k.a. Josh.
Okay, I said here. How did he know that before anything finished? So, yes, I jumped the gun.
There you go.
Yes, I did. Thank you, social media guy's brother.
You know who it is. His name's Josh.
Of course I know who he is now. I caught the first part of the line. And so that's when I said, who is this? Continue. What are we doing?
I'm reading the great text. Who were the starting receivers for the Commanders when the Cowboys played them?
No, look, no one's disputing that the Commanders. And that's why you got to go beat the Broncos. That's why we're in this weird place right now where I don't want to get too enamored with what's going on this week. Like the Max Crosby talk, the Jeffrey Simmons talk. You know, tweets came out today. Did you see the Raiders putting out their little Max Crosby? We love him. Yeah. BS.
Didn't the Browns do that with Garrett? Like, he'll never leave. He's a Brown for life.
Look, I am not going to buy any of this until Sunday at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and the Cowboys have won a football game.
Agreed. I do not care what the score is. You could win
12-9. I don't get beat them 12-11. The Cowboys have to show that they can beat a playoff caliber team. You and I said this last night. What's the record of the teams they've beaten so far? 5-17 or something crazy that? I mean, you've beaten the Jets, who are winless.
The New Jersey teams.
The Giants, who have only won 2 games. So that's 12. 6. They're 5-16. Is the record, or wait, 5? No. Yeah, 5 and 6. Yeah, because the Commanders have only won 3 games. They're 3-4.
Yep.
So 5-16 is the record. You beat Denver on Sunday in Denver.
In Denver, it's cold.
In Denver.
High altitude.
Okay, now I can start to buy that. You know what? You add something, because this Denver offense isn't terrible. Now, the run game isn't great.
Started Courtland Sutton this week in fantasy.
That makes more sense than starting Luke McCaffrey. I'll give you that. I will give you that. Luke McCaffrey gave you nothing, and I think it's kind of funny. Somebody liked Blake's story today.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Somebody liked Blake's story. We'll get an update on who that was. In fact, we're going to hear from this person.
Now,
we didn't hear from him liking Blake's story, but we will hear from him as he spoke to the media today, first time in a long time. And we need an update. We need an update. Yesterday evening, Blake did a fair foul where he creepily sent out 10 just random texts to random women in his life. All 10 shot him down. Then he shot out 4 more yesterday afternoon in the last hour of the show. What happened to those 4? Let's find out next. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Oh, okay. Well, hey there, guys. Welcome back in. By the way,
do you hear the music playing?
You know what? I don't mind this song.
Whoa! I love this.
Can I finish?
No, you can't.
Can I finish?
Because I don't like how you're starting.
Can I finish?
Don't like
can
how
I finish? Can I finish? Jay, I'll give you $1 if you can tell me who that's from. Can I finish?
George Strait.
Lucius knows.
George Strait.
Lucius. No. No. Ross Perot.
Marlboro.
Ross Perot.
You don't even know who that is.
You don't even know who that is.
Spell Perot.
Former presidential candidate, 1992. Act like you know.
Dude, I didn't study
that large sucking sound that you hear. Dana Carvey, back when Saturday Night Live was funny. Anyway, I digress. I have not been to the Perot Museum, but I've heard it's a hell of a time.
I helped design it. Fun fact.
There you go. Okay.
But you don't like this song?
No, I do, but I dated this girl who turned out to be a skeezer. And this was the song, because this came out when I was...
Lucia said me too.
Bro. Slept with my former co-host. Slept with my former co-host. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Who introduced who to who?
What do you mean who introduced who to who?
How did she meet your co-host? Like, was it y'all were hanging out as a group and then she got friendly, exchange numbers? Or did they already know each other? Without you involved.
In fairness, I did leave. I was fired.
Okay, so it happened after you were fired?
It happened after I was fired.
And y'all were still together?
Well, she bailed. She kicked me the curb right after I got fired. So, yeah.
Fred got fired, his girl left him, and then smashed his coworker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough go of it.
How much of a span was this? Was this like one tough month?
I don't know.
Or like a full year?
I didn't find out about the relations until very well. Because once she kicked me the curb, like, and I saw.
How old were you? You're like, this is 2 years ago.
Ooh, I earlier this year. now this would have been 2014. This was 11 years ago.
So you were what, like 43?
Shut up. I was, how old was I? I'm 44 now. I don't know, 32, 33, somewhere in there. Early 30s. Dang. Early 30s.
Getting your girl snatched like that? That's tough.
I mean, look, it worked out for both of us.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It obviously worked out for him. He got more airtime and your girl.
Man, he did. More airtime. He got moved up to the midday show. He got moved up to drive time after that, for God's sakes. Anyway, I digress.
Send an email.
So, no, this song I have kind of, I mean, it's a great song. Don't get me wrong. Sweater Weather. Phenomenal but I also vibes. Hate it at the same time, too. So.
Well, Jake, I don't think we have any bad stories with this one, so I enjoy the song. You can play it as much as you want.
I think it's a great song.
Yeah.
I don't know what Fred's all said.
I don't know
about,
what Fred's yapping about.
Well, I mean, first of all, you guys were children when this song came out, so look at that straight. Okay?
Were
you were
we?
Children.
I still am one at heart, Fred.
Yeah, we know. We know.
This is...
Yeah, you were 14 when this song came out.
You don't know when I was born.
Yeah, I do, actually.
When was I born then?
1999, October 3rd.
What a weirdo. This guy's looking at my birth certificate.
You literally told the entire DFW for a month straight.
All right.
Libra season.
Sorry, he doesn't know where I was born.
Best month of the year coming up. Where's all my Libras at?
That's for the month. I didn't say the year, though. I guess I said I was 25.
I mean, you act like we haven't worked together for a year.
It's been longer than a year.
Over a year.
How dare you discount our
Well,
radio.
technically...
As far as Fan After Dark being a thing?
As far as, like, the Fan After Dark and you and I, like, the official co-hosts of the show, I want to say November 2nd was our first, like, official you and I were hosting as the official hosts of Fan After Dark.
It feels like yesterday.
Time flies, man.
Time flies when we're hanging out.
Speaking of time flying.
Great segue.
Speaking of time flying, we're going to get to DeMarvian Overshown here in a second. Where are we at temperature-wise on your Dallas Mavericks? They're tipping off here in, what, a few minutes?
Few minutes, man. We're getting the big lineup. You're getting Cooper Flagg starting at point guard.
Go ahead and ring that bell for your boy Freddie D, by the way. Ring that bell for your boy Freddie D, because I said the way that they finished the preseason, you were going to see the big lineup.
And you're
you heard of the big salad? This is the big lineup.
And you saw Houston deploy it the other day, and they go, hey, let's do it. You got Cooper Flagg starting at point guard.
Yeah.
You have Klay Thompson at the two.
Love
PJ
it.
Washington at the three. They're getting that boy into the starting lineup.
Big fans.
Anthony
Baby
Davis.
Baby Daddies Unite.
Anthony Davis at the four and Derek Lively at the five spot. So I'm excited.
I don't think we've talked enough, and I know we're going to talk to Marvin Overshown, and we got a whole season to talk about the Dallas Mavericks. Not enough people are talking, and myself included, are loving up Derek Lively.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling you right now, the jump we thought he was going to take last year.
You think it's
going to
happen this year?
It's going to happen this year.
I agree. And I think it's going to kind of help the Mavs. I was going to say with Gafford being hurt, like Lively's going to have to be, there's not going to be a lot of bench time.
Yeah, but I think Gafford will be fine. Gafford will be here sooner rather than later. My point with Lively, though, is he does so many things around the basket and what he brings to you on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not worried about whether he shoots a three or not. At the very least, can he put the ball on the ground for a dribble or two? But he just, you already saw in flashes the chemistry between him and Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm. And Anthony Davis.
And Anthony Davis, right?
You see them passing the ball.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm telling you right now that we are not saying enough, and I don't think the basketball as a whole.
There's so many guys on the team
to
talk about.
Dude, there's just so many. And that's what I mean.
We haven't even talked about Najee, who might end up getting a lot of rotational minutes. Like,
I mean, Najee, and he's your ultimate glue. I mean, he's your Josh Smith.
He can fit in wherever.
You know? I mean,
you
got
to start
matter.
Him a game, put him at the four, run the second
unit. He can
play
1-4.
Legitimately,
you know, I mean, and he can guard 1-4. Now, I don't know that you want him guarding 1-4 necessarily, but 1-3 consistently and effectively.
Who do you think gets more minutes tonight, Najee or Max Christie?
I'm gonna say Max Christie. I'm going to say Max Christie for the simple fact that I think Kidd likes what he does defensively.
Agreed.
And I think, look, Jason
I think it'll be close, though. I think it'll be close.
I think it'll be close. I think it'll be close, but I think he likes what... here's the real question. Here's my question for you. Who gets more minutes between Clay and Christie?
Clay.
You think so?
At least on opening night. At least on opening night.
Okay.
I could see it trending 20 games in.
I was going to say, how long, though, does that last?
15 games.
Okay.
15, 20.
Yeah.
I think at that 20-game mark, you start seeing what the team is. Around the NBA. That's when it's like, unless there's some huge injury, like, you know, with the Grizzlies when Ja Morant was out or something like that. But as far as if your team's mildly healthy, around 20 games, if your team's 5-15, unless your two best players hurt, that's kind of the team you're going to be for better or worse. I think the Mavericks could be anywhere 7 losses, 20 games in, like 13-7, somewhere around there.
I think you took the words right out of my mouth. If you're and I said at the 25-game mark, I wanted you to be 15-10.
I think they're going to be a good team, even starting off without Kyrie. Like, I don't think it's going to be a team that has 3-4 wins, you know, at the end of November. Like, they're going to be a team.
No, because you got too many veterans. I mean, yeah. This is a veteran-laden team.
I think people are making too much of a thing about Kyrie. Kyrie is phenomenal, and he's going to take this team to another level come playoff time.
Yeah.
But the regular season, I don't think it's going to be like your team is some slouch. Like, they're not going to be – when you play the Thunder, when you maybe play the Nuggets, there's not going to be very many games where you're going and you're the dog, I don't think. Like, you'll play the Thunder, you'll be a dog probably in all the one. The Rockets will be close to even. Maybe the Rockets 1 or 2, but you're going to be, as far as the spread goes and, like, going into games, you're not going to be a dog in a many games. So,
I mean, just real quick, and we'll get into some DeMarvian Overshown audio. When healthy, and we've got some Dirk audio that we'll play possibly in the final hour.
Who's
of the
not at the game, by the way? Who's in L.A.?
When healthy, AD is one of the top three big men in the NBA.
Are we counting Giannis as a big man? Are you saying true center? Or are you saying like just guys who play in
just
the post?
Just guys who play, you know, just a true big man, you know,
so
4 or 5.
Sorry to cut your train of thought. Jokic.
Put Jokic, you know, in front of him.
Giannis.
I mean, Giannis, I kind of think of him more as kind of, I mean, a wing, I guess, you know.
And he plays the 5, the 4, and the 3.
He does. He's kind of his own
demigod
category. I mean, I would say Jokic probably, and then...
Are we ever going to put Embiid back up there? I mean, he's supposedly healthy.
I think I'd take AD over Embiid.
That's kind of the question right now.
I think guys are
injury-prone, Embiid being more injury-prone, but like Embiid
But Embiid's a nutcase off the court.
But we can agree Embiid's probably the most skilled big man when healthy, right? Like the things he was doing. Is that a fair?
Oh, Embiid's. I mean,
I think we forget he was dropping like 30 a game and like crossing people up and hitting threes.
I don't know what to do.
And he's big, so like he can also play in the post.
I mean, he's a. I mean, I just the thing about with Joel Embiid, I don't know. I trust AD more. I guess is the best way to put it.
No, I do too.
Right, and I think AD's a better defender than Joel Embiid.
I do. I agree.
Okay. I don't dispute that which ironically enough, you know, I would argue to your point, Joel Embiid is probably a little bit better about putting the ball on the floor than maybe an AD is, right? As far as getting to the bucket like that.
And I'd probably say a more efficient shooter.
Absolutely.
AD had the one bubble year, but he's never been that great of a 3-point shooter. Even though he shoots
a lot. He's not a great 3-point shooter, but he's just got so many moves around the bucket. That I love. Like I think he's more of an old school throwback big that if he would just buy into that, but I guess he didn't want to from the defensive standpoint. But let's put it this way. You've got maybe the best rookie in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one of the top 2 or 3 big men in basketball. All right. And depending upon what happens with PJ Washington, who could be the best 6-man in basketball.
You might have the 6-man of the year, rookie of the year, and defensive player of the year all on the same team.
Right.
While also having one of the clutchest players that's going to come back in January, February.
You know, so I mean, by the way, maybe also
one of the greatest shooters ever in Clay,
and then you've got maybe the deepest bench in the NBA, right? So, you know, when you factor all these elements in, and oh, by the way, you got a pretty dadgum good head coach and coaching staff with Kidd, Handy, and Vogel.
I just see so much crossover from the Cowboys and the Mavericks. I hate to keep making the comparison, but it's like Micah being very Luka-esque, like generational at one certain thing. Pass rushing for Micah, scoring the ball for Luka. Like Probably won't see a talent like that in the Dallas area for like 10.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
15, 20, maybe never. Like, we might have seen one of the greatest pure pass rushers in Micah and one of the greatest pure ISO scorers in Luka. Hey,
we haven't even seen Cooper play a game yet.
Cooper?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Cooper.
I know you weren't, but you were saying, I'm not ready to say that Cooper Flagg won't have the same effect that Luka could.
Well, I was just saying more that Cooper feels more Max Crosby-esque, where he's good at everything. Maybe not elite, like the best, good.
I don't understand why we keep throwing that out there. Like, well, we don't. He's good, but we don't know if he's elite yet. Like,
no. I think he's elite. No, I think he's a. I think he's an A minus at almost everything. We're gonna wait and see. There's A plus stuff.
Well, no, I get all that, but I'm just saying there's this overwhelming idea that, well, he can't be that good.
I didn't say that.
I didn't say you did. Oh, okay. I'm saying that in general, people keep thinking like, well, he's going to be good, but he won't be great. And it's like, what are we basing this off of?
Do you think you saw anything at college that said he could be a top 10 player of all time to ever play the game of basketball?
I mean, who have we ever seen do that?
No, I'm just asking like the stuff that we have seen.
Are we saying that Luka's going to go down as a top 10 basketball player of all time?
Has the potential. I think has. We haven't seen Cooper Flagg play, so it's literally complete assumption. But I'm saying Luka has the potential to be a top 10 player of all time just because he's so dominant.
I think he'll be a top 10 scorer of all time.
Yeah, I think he's already that. I think he could retire tomorrow. He's already a top 10 scorer of all time. But he's got to win some championships. Either way, I was saying the crossover Cowboys to the Mavs where the Cowboys were like, dominant, do this, and now we're kind of seeing if these trades happening, whatever. Yeah. Maybe they're a more balanced team that has a Kenny Clark, has a Max Crosby, has a good linebacking core, and a good offense to complement it, but doesn't have this Micah Parsons flashy play. And I feel like the Mavs are turning that way. Like, you don't have the highlight reel of Micah/Luka and Kyrie there right now, but you're just this balanced team that maybe people don't notice that they're not deep in the weeds of things. And I think the smart people talking about basketball have said that the Mavericks could make a deep playoff run. Now, health is a big factor.
Oh, yeah, that's the bugaboo.
And people are going to keep saying that. But, yeah, I'm excited for this Mavs season. I see a lot of crossover how the Cowboys are trying to do their team. Maybe Jerry and old DeMont and Nico are talking to each other and trying to Let's worry less about selling tickets and making a balanced team. So I don't know. I like how they're going.
I know we didn't get a chance to watch much of the game last night because we were on the radio. And then by the time you got home, I know what when I got home, there was like 5-6 minutes left of the game. That Lakers team. I know it's only one game.
No. That Lakers team is not good.
I know it's only one game.
They scored 107 points, Fred. I'm going to give you the stat of the day. And then we'll go to break.
I saw that stat. You sent it to me.
We'll go to break wow. and we'll do some DeMario and Overshown. But the Lakers scored 107 points yesterday, Tolos. 97 of the 107, so only 10 points difference, was scored or assisted by Luka or Austin Reeves. Only 10 points, whether it was assisted or scored by, did not account for Luka and Reeves. I don't know how you're going to win basketball games like that. That's so unsustainable. What's that percentage? I'm sure someone's smart, like 90%? 93?
I would say. Let's just say 92.
92%?
And how terrible is DeAndre Ayton?
That under was so free.
How terrible is DeAndre Ayton?
I made like $80 last night because I just did a bunch of Ayton unders.
He's the worst. I tell you what, Rob Pelinka, good thing you were Kobe's agent because that's about the only
and
thing.
And their bench is terrible.
Their bench is awful.
Like, your starting lineup is mid, too,
and you have no resources at all. You
Marcus Smart.
Who looked old last night. My God. All right. We are going to... Okay. We had to do a little Mavericks talk. Get that out of the way. All right. DeMarvita Overshown.
Let's hear from him.
The 21-day window is open. My man is out there. He's got his helmet on. He's got pads on. He's got a brace on. But is his game face on? Let's find out next. From the 817, let's go Spurs. And from the another 817, what it say? Tomorrow's haiku theme, Fred sweater weather story. Now, we can't.
Haikus are tonight.
Yeah. It won't be tomorrow's haiku. It'd be next week's haiku.
Yeah. But tonight, next week's haikus, we already got done. We already know what that subject matter
is. We definitely have Halloween. Halloween's definitely going to be one of the themes for next Wednesday. And then I'll tell you what the other theme will be. Let's just give a little preview. If the Cowboys win on Sunday,
yeah,
it's trade deadline.
Trade deadline.
Okay, so this is tentative.
This is bittersweet right now, Fred.
What?
October's almost over.
Yeah, then we go into November.
I know. November's still good vibes.
November's great.
No, November.
College basketball right around the corner. That's what I'm talking about, new guy Jake.
No, don't get me twisted. November's phenomenal.
Do they play basketball at North Texas?
Funny.
877-881-1053, 877. I know they got a good intramurals program, but I wasn't sure if they play actual
intramural superstar you're D1 looking at right now.
Basketball.
Intramural superstar.
My
favorite thing about playing intramurals at UNT was after you had a good game, whoever the MVP was, the ref came up and gave you a little like all-star bid, like a little like ticket. Like it was like a piece of paper. So like you've been invited to the all-star game. They gave out one to one player every game.
Okay.
I got the same thing on my 7-year-old baseball team.
Come on. And of course your boy got one. And then you play in the game, you get a jersey, you get a t-shirt. We did the whole, the jersey swaps after games.
I'm well aware of it.
We did those. So it's good vibes, man.
Good times.
Only 15 guys make it at the school.
That's it.
No, wait, don't count yourself out too much, man. You can still have fun in intramurals.
Absolutely.
But I did just get this audio in. My boy Grant just sent me this.
Okay.
This was D-Lo before the game. I'm going to play this before we get to the Overshown stuff.
Okay.
Not trying to start drama.
Ah, I'm here for it. Let's go. He could be traded by next week.
Blake is not trying to start drama.
But
I'm just playing the audio. But, make your own assumptions.
But
D'Angelo Russell, who is coming off the bench, and he was asked about it, and he said, I got no problem with it. Just trying to help the team. Gave all the right answers. This was
Yakko!
Cooper Flagg just missed his first dunk.
Missed his first alley-oop. That's okay. Go ahead.
D'Angelo Russell was asked, have you given Cooper Flagg any advice on playing point guard? Listen closely to D'Lo's answers.
Not really. I think he's ready. The support system has, kept him ready, kept him mentally prepared for this opportunity. So I don't think there's anything I can say. You got guys like Kyrie and AD as well that kind of put that bug in his ear. But he's got a good supporting team around him. That's keep him prepared for these opportunities.
Your thoughts on D'Lo saying he can't help
to,
at all.
It was kind of hard to hear at the end. I didn't really catch much of it. It was a little muffled. I did hear the part where he said, no, not really.
He said pretty much, I got nothing to tell him.
Well, that, and he said he's got a good support system around him, and I didn't think it was messy. Okay. I mean, you know.
No, I don't think it's messy.
Kudos to whoever asked him the question.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it's messy. I just thought
it wasn't.
Just,
I mean, no,
I thought it was funny that he was like, I didn't have anything to offer advice-wise. It's just kind of just paints a picture where D'Lo sees himself in his career. He's like, you would think most point guards, but yeah, I showed him this, and it's so great to work with the young guy. He's such a great listener. He's like, what am I going to teach him?
Well, that was kind of my other, you know, I mean, the fact that Kyrie is around as much as he is.
Oh my God, is Cooper already him? He's already hitting spin moves, going up for alley-oops.
Thinking about it.
I'm excited, man!
Yeah, we are. No question about it. All right, let's get into some DeMarvian Overshown, who also did not give Cooper Flagg any advice on how to be a point guard. DeMarvian, how is the knee?
Stronger, and we got the numbers to prove it, but stronger. Faster, jump higher, more explosive. You name it, I'm all of it. So my game is not going to slow down. I think one of the worst things I heard over my rehab time was, man, you got to slow down. Like, we need you to play a full season. Like, you got to slow down. But that ain't how I play. I know how to play one way, and that's 100 full speed, and that's all you're going to see. So the knee is stronger than strong.
Mm. Love to hear it.
Faster,
love to
stronger.
Hear it almost as much as I love to see that PJ Washington take it to the rack. What a take. What a take. My man bullied through three people. That's what we like to call the Fan After Dark mojo.
Look at PJ guarding Wimby at the top of the key. Doesn't
not
matter.
Scared. Not, scared. Not scared. Never scared. Never scared. If I do say so myself.
Coop, you got to shoot
that. Oh, you got to shoot
that.
You
got to shoot that, Coop.
You got to shoot that. You got to shoot that. All right. Anything real quick? I don't know how much you were able to catch of what DeMarvian said.
And a good thing, I listened to the full interview before I came in. So
I love it.
I love the energy from Overshown. He's confident. And confidence is earned. Confidence is earned from putting in the work in the offseason. He even kind of mentions how he's been feeling good for a minute. He's just getting back in football shape. But as far as Overshown
and the mentals.
The mentals, I am over the moon ready for DeMarvian Overshown.
By the way, Jake Ferguson is the number one ranked fantasy tight end going into week 8. Overshown, do you have a grasp on Flew's off defense?
Oh, yeah. No, everything that we talked throughout camp and, you know, just how he calls games, like, I'm able to see it while I'm at home. I'm able to see it while I'm on the sideline. So I think doing that over the span of training camp is going to be another thing that don't slow me down when I get back out there, because the communication that we done had on a consistent basis since he's been here has been, you know, top level. So I'm excited. I know we already been talking about, you know, different techniques for me and different plays that they got planned for me when I do come back. So, look, the talks are already in the work.
Okay.
You heard Overshown working with them in the offseason, training camp, preseason. It's good that Overshown was there. And he's a guy that can see it and understand it. And then when he gets on the field, it's going to be a quick pickup.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see Overshown being out there for 2-3 weeks lost on defense. Like, oh, what do I have to do?
No, he will literally be plug and play when he shows up.
Speaking
and then,
of plug and play, first guy off the Mavs bench, Najee Marshall.
Yeah,
PJ
he was.
Washington.
Oh!
Who threw that?
AD. AD from the wing.
Took over on his assist, by the way.
Now.
Heady play.
How will you help this defense when you come back?
Oh, it's just, you know, doing my job. Like, I've always been the one. Look, I ain't going to go out there to try to do too much. I'm just going to go and do what I know I can do. And when I get in between those lines, you know, the sky's the limit for me. And I'm not saying that to be cocky or anything, but I know what I bring to the field. So, you know, hearing the things and seeing, like, oh, we need Demo to be this when he come back, or we need Demo to do this, I ain't worried about it. I know what I bring to the table. I know what y'all saw last year, and I know that y'all can get more of that. So it's really no stress or no pressure on me to go back out and do anything. I know what I'm capable of, and last year was still me just getting my feet wet, so we still really ain't seen what all I can do.
How could you not be inspired listening to that?
Well, I mean,
I can't think of one bad thing he said.
I mean, look, DeMarvian Overshown, and what I really took away from what he said there was, you know, he just scratched the surface of what he can do, because it's true. I mean, you know, we forget he didn't play his rookie year. Yep. All right. And he got eight, nine games last year before he, you know, blew out his
knee. And went off like every game.
I mean, hell, he had touchdowns. I mean, he was doing it all last year. I mean, you know, it was, you know, there was this thought that, all right, between him and Micah Parsons, like, okay, you got two dudes that can anchor this defense. So I think if you can have a and it sounds like his knee is in good shape. It sounds like he's going to be a lot more ready to go than maybe we realize. Okay. Mm-hmm. Real quick, last thing. When will he be back?
That game, I mean, that's what we looking like. But yeah,
that's Monday night prime time.
Monday night prime time. Zero be making his debut, and I'm excited for it. It's not going to be anything short of extraordinary. Like I say, I'm ready to show, you know, truly, you know, how blessed I am. Mm. And a lot of people, you know, claim that this knee injury is one of the worst of the worst, and not too many people come back the same afterwards. So I'm ready to put that to the test.
Monday, November 17th is when the Cowboys go to Oakland, Las Vegas, and play the Raiders.
Yeah, but don't they play the Arizona on Monday night, too?
They were he was talking about the Raiders game, though. He said the Raiders a couple times in that.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so they're waiting for the full 3 weeks.
Yep.
Interesting. All right, well, there you have it. DeMarvian Overshown, the latest and greatest from number zero, and you've got a full 3 weeks before he will be making his 2025 season debut. All right, when we come back, let's talk a little NFL as we've got the, week nine of the NFL season. It was week nine? No, week eight. Week eight of the NFL season kicking off tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football. We got plenty to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.